We turn now to a new exhibition at the Scottish National Portrait Gallery in Edinburgh, which focuses on the long friendship between Pablo Picasso and photographer Lee Miller. The relationship's documented in around 100 of the many, many photographs that Miller took of Picasso and a drawing and painting that he did of her. Well, earlier I spoke to Anthony Penrose, Lee Miller's son and director of her archives, and he told me about his mother's relationship with Picasso.
They first met, that I know of, that is, in 1937 on a wonderful kind of beach holiday in the south of France. And straight away, they liked each other very much. And Picasso was fascinated by Lee Miller's very great beauty. And, of course, she was fascinated by his talent as an artist. And I think in that moment, everything was so free and avant-garde. And, you know, the whole Surrealist movement was predicated on personal freedom, that I think probably they became lovers briefly. But it wasn't a permanent thing. Yeah. It was just kind of a holiday thing. And the clue to that is in the painting that Picasso made of Lee Miller. He painted her six times in that moment, but the one that's on the exhibition at the moment has this wonderful, sexy pink background. And I think that's the giveaway, if you like. There'll never be any hard evidence. Yeah. But I think knowing the way they were so fond of each other and that they all had this very permissive and, well, very sort of free relationship, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that was what was happening.
Yeah, it's not too much of a stretch, is it? Miller, absolutely stunning and an incredible life force herself. And as we know, Pablo Picasso, not averse to a good-looking woman, and particularly one who would appreciate his dynamism and art. And as you say, south of France, yeah.
Yes, it was an obvious match, really, when you think of it like that.
But maybe one, people who think they know about Lee Miller, the whole idea of a sort of two-way relationship in terms of inspiration and so on with Picasso is maybe less well-known. So tell us a little bit about that and how it underpins the exhibition.
Well, in fact, Lee Miller was known for inspiring a great many artists, but Picasso was probably the most notable in the sense that he painted her six times in that holiday, and he painted her dressed as a woman from the town of Arles, à la Arlésienne. And this was a kind of slightly loaded compliment in a way, because the women from Arles have a great tradition of being extremely beautiful. And, of course, that in itself was a direct compliment.
Segment 1.
We turn now to a new exhibition at the Scottish National Portrait Gallery in Edinburgh, which focuses on the long friendship between Pablo Picasso and photographer Lee Miller. The relationship's documented in around 100 of the many, many photographs that Miller took of Picasso and a drawing and painting that he did of her. Well, earlier I spoke to Anthony Penrose, Lee Miller's son and director of her archives, and he told me about his mother's relationship with Picasso.
They first met, that I know of, that is, in 1937 on a wonderful kind of beach holiday in the south of France. And straight away, they liked each other very much. And Picasso was fascinated by Lee Miller's very great beauty. And, of course, she was fascinated by his talent as an artist.
Segment 2.
And I think in that moment, everything was so free and avant-garde and, you know, the whole Surrealist movement was predicated on personal freedom, that I think probably they became lovers, briefly. But it wasn't a permanent thing.
Yeah.
It was just kind of a holiday thing. And the clue to that is in the painting that Picasso made of Lee Miller. He painted her six times in that moment, but the one that's on the exhibition at the moment has this wonderful, sexy pink background. And I think that's the giveaway, if you like. There'll never be any hard evidence.
Segment 3.
Yeah.
But I think knowing the way they were so fond of each other and that they all had this very permissive and, well, very sort of free relationship, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that was what was happening.
Yeah, it's not too much of a stretch, is it? Miller, absolutely stunning and an incredible life force herself. And as we know, Pablo Picasso, not averse to a good-looking woman, and particularly one who would appreciate his dynamism and art. And as you say, south of France, yeah.
Yes, it was an obvious match, really, when you think of it like that.
But maybe one, people who think they know about Lee Miller, the whole idea of a sort of two-way relationship in terms of inspiration and so on with Picasso is maybe less well-known.
Segment 4.
So tell us a little bit about that and how it underpins the exhibition.
Well, in fact, Lee Miller was known for inspiring a great many artists, but Picasso was probably the most notable in the sense that he painted her six times in that holiday, and he painted her dressed as a woman from the town of Arles, à la Arlésienne. And this was a kind of slightly loaded compliment in a way, because the women from Arles have a great tradition of being extremely beautiful. And, of course, that in itself was a direct compliment.